Hi, Allison.
Hi, Marcus.
I was just talking with my esteemed colleague, Andre. The question is, this is going to sound bad, but it's like, God, we're so glad we're men, right? Because the question is, I get that there's no focus, and you have to launch the shuttle to be focused, and then all of that.
Yeah.
How do you get anything done?
That's a very common question, by the way. And there are advantages and disadvantages to diffuse awareness. And one of the advantages is that because we have so many things that need to get done, if we don't have what we need to complete something, we just move on. For you guys being single focused, there's a result that you have decided you're going to produce no matter what. I mean, you commit yourselves. And so if you don't have what you need to accomplish that result, you experience an enormous amount of frustration. And I mean, I've seen my husband make 7 trips to the hardware store in one day to fix that damn faucet. As a woman, my first response to him not having what he needed to fix the faucet was, well, why don't you fix that other thing until we can go to the hardware store? We could go to the hardware store this afternoon and get all the things we need. But no, he's hunting the deer. He's going to fix the faucet. So he experiences a lot more frustration than I do. But he gets that thing done, that one thing done. As a woman, if I can't get this one thing done, I just move on to the other things, and I'll do whatever I can, and I'll move, and I'll move, and I'll move. It's more sort of like a... Okay, now the one's done. Okay, now that one's done. Right, ladies? Right? Yeah. So that's how we get things done, and...
So breakdown occurs for you when all the stuff actually only gets one thing done, and you really needed to get 6 things done.
Yeah.
So how can I help as a man when she's running around doing all these things because I can't get enough done and I'm overwhelmed? The overwhelm word.
Right.
What can I do to create a space for better efficiency for her?
Well, it's a great question, and I'm going to answer you in a different way, okay?
Okay, good.
Take her by the hand and sit her down and say, eat this. Because that isn't one of the things that's getting done. We forget to eat. We forget to pee. We forget to everything. I mean, you know, it sounds really silly, but men, you have such a strong relationship to just basic physical needs. You have a very strong relationship to that. To you, it's a no-brainer. It's just duh. You know, us as women, we have a very strong relationship to spirit. We don't have to do anything in our relationship to spirit. We're connected 24/7. We are DSL. To us, it's duh. We're like, what are you doing that whole ritual for? What? I mean, to us, it's kind of a, like, what's all that about, right? So really, between men and women, we each have what's really easy and what's really hard. And if we could stop thinking the other's an idiot, you know, instead of that the other's genderly challenged, you know, if we had compassion instead of just thinking, God, you're so lousy at that or you're so stupid at that, then we can help each other. We can teach each other. And what we most need from you is, you know, feed us and put us to bed and touch us,